This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Dr. Robert DeRosier. Robert, I know I'm massacring your name. You're French, and you're a professional service veterinarian for BI in Canada. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, maybe we should start with the proper pronunciation of your name.
Yeah, it would be DeRosier.
Yeah, sounds much better when you say it. Well, you gave a really great presentation today, and you did an in-depth review of research and looked at the data to look for answers about a big issue in the industry, which is PCV2. It's a tongue twister. And this has been in the herds now for, what, over its derivative
Actually,
for 40 years?
We really began to have problems with that, let's say, 2004, 2005 in Quebec, for example, where I live, and in the U.S. there was some type of a little delay, so 2005, 2006, something like that.
So what are you finding when you did your review of the research? What were you trying to discover? What were you looking for, and what answer were you trying to find?
Just before I forget, when I say you began in the U.S. to have problems in 2005, 2006, you had some problems before, but it was not an episodic of problems.
Okay.
You know, it began to be really serious in 2005, 2006. That's what I meant. So go back to your question again.
So when you were going back and reviewing the data, what answers were you trying to find?
What I was interested to see is whether or not there would be a benefit to vaccinating sows for PCV2. Because right now we all agree that just vaccinating sows to prevent PCV-AD problems does not work. But we know that we need to vaccinate the pigs. But if we're vaccinating both the pigs and the sows, would there be benefits? Would there be extra benefits? So I wanted to see whether or not vaccinating sows could improve the reproductive performance of these sows, and whether or not by doing the vaccination of sows and pigs, it could have either a negative or a positive impact on the pig performance. So I wanted to see both sides of the medal.
And what did you discover?
So what I actually, if you look in the literature, what you will find is that there are many papers that have suggested that if you vaccinate sows, you can improve reproductive performance. But these studies are mainly before and after studies. And normally it's more meaningful if you can have side-by-side studies. So I found four studies that had been done with CircoFlex. That were side-by-side studies that looked at the reproductive performance of the animals. And two of the studies did not see an impact of sow vaccination. In other words, it did not improve the reproductive performance, but the reproductive performance in these two herds was already really high, like 90% purring rate or more, which is really, really high. The other two studies that I have found, there was an impact on performance. These two herds were not at such a high level of performance, and there was an improvement in the reproductive performance. The first study, there was a nice improvement of 6% in the farrowing rate. It went from 84% to 90%, and this was side by side. So 500 sows that are vaccinated and 500 sows that are not vaccinated. These are approximate numbers. And there was a 6% difference in farrowing rate, which is really big.
Mm-hmm.
In the second study where there was an impact, which is a Russian study, there was an impact both on the gild side and on the sow side because they compared both. And in both situations, so the gilds that were vaccinated had a better reproductive performance than the gilds that were not vaccinated, and same thing with the sows.
So you had mentioned to me that how you evaluate is important. You have to properly evaluate. So how do people properly evaluate research?
Yeah, you need data, and you need to have data that is meaningful. So in the case of reproductive performance, since these two studies that I referred to were side-by-side studies, for example, in the first study, with 500 sows that are vaccinated and 500 sows are not vaccinated in the same environment at the same time, then, you know, so they have the same conditions, you know, the same people take care of them, they eat the same feed and so on and so forth. So you have way less biases, you know, than if you're doing a before and after study. You know, because before and after, you can always say, well, something has changed. But if it's done at the same time, then all the animals are within, let's say, the same context.
Mm-hmm.
So you reduce quite a bit the sources of error. And the other thing is that it's not just that people would say it's better. There are numbers,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's not, it's a bit better. Well, it's actually from 84% to 90% farrowing rate. So there's a number, and I like numbers.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel that the research that you looked at, the four studies you mentioned side by side, that you could make a conclusive
I think I can conclude from that that there are situations where cell vaccination will improve reproductive performance, but that this is not going to happen everywhere, and that if you already have a really high, you know, reproductive performance, then the likelihood of improving your performance with PCV2 vaccination is reduced. But yes, this I can say that. And the other part of the other side of the medal, if you want, is that the 8 studies that I have referred to, where they have compared just pig vaccination to pigs and sow vaccination, they're all either equal. I mean, they're basically all in favor of pigs and sow. You know, one could say that one or two studies are, let's say, almost equal to just pig vaccination, but overall, it's really in favor of pig and sow vaccination. So, in other words, the performance of the pigs in terms of growth rate, mortality, and things like that, there seems to be an added benefit if these pigs are born from vaccinated sows. This is true, though, in situations where the pigs were vaccinated between 3 and 7 weeks of age, you know? Because if you were vaccinating pigs earlier than that, then it could change something.
So is there more data? Do you need more data? So there, should there be some more research done to look at this issue?
I think that, you know, what I think is probably going to happen is that, like, these 8 studies are in favor of vaccinating both pigs and sows. You know? But it doesn't mean that everybody in the U.S. that would try that would see a benefit. You know, but my feeling is that we probably need to dig that a little bit deeper just to see if we get to the point where virtually everybody that tries it see a positive impact, then it needs to be worked more. Because afterwards, what probably would be needed